You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is Phoebe Rings with Cheshire. We have got Crystal Chit in the studio. Morena, how are you, Crystal?
Morena.
Oh, give that mic a little wiggle there, Zoe. We've got these old dodgy mics. There we go.
Hello.
Hello.
Ah, there we go. Morena.
How's it going?
Oh, I'm good. I'm really good.
That's good. It's nice to have you in the studio. We were just talking about this. It's such a gorgeous song. I think that was our most played song on BFM last year, if I remember from the top of my head. Yeah.
I'm so honoured.
It's such a tune. And it's always nice to have you in the studio and catch up with what Phoebe Rings has been getting up to.
Yeah, it's been a while, eh?
Yeah, it has. We have heard you play at our 95BFM Christmas party. We've seen you gigging around and about. We've still only got the one single to listen to. When are we going to get some new Phoebe Rings music?
So I pretty much got the last mix of our new-to-be single last week.
Awesome.
So I'm just waiting for like all the little bits and pieces of admin to do I send it off to the distributors to release.
That's very exciting. Well, we're looking forward to that. But we can catch you live this weekend performing with Merc. You've just been announced as the support for that. That's going to be great.
Oh, so like we're really honoured. And Merc, I've always been a really big fan of his music, and I was lucky enough to like gig a little bit with him as well.
Cool.
As his keyboardist. But yeah, I am super stoked that we can like see it as an audience. It's going to be so, so cool.
Yeah, it must be really nice when you've played with a musician before in you know, Merc's band, to then be able to kind of have this new relationship as your own band and be able to watch it. What's, I guess, your, reaction to his new record? Because it's a beautiful album, Infinite Youth. How have you been enjoying it?
It's so, so cool. And I feel like maybe like that one experience that I played for him was like a super, you know, like in-depth kind of listening.
Yeah.
Because you listen for all these other parts so that you can learn it. But then like to hear the record of it, it's so, so cool. Like as a whole other collection of other songs as well. I've been enjoying it thoroughly.
Totally. I mean, it's so nice to hear all this incredible music that is being released at the moment. Despite the kind of strange year that we've all had, there's still some beautiful art that's been created. How have you guys found touring your music around mostly Auckland at the moment? Like, how have you found people have been responding to your sets? Because every time I've been at a Phoebe Rings gig, it's always been super high energy, lots of dancing, lots of people having a really good time.
Yeah, I feel like we're really, really lucky to have all these gigs happening again, because I know that like in other countries they're still struggling, and we're probably one of the few countries that are able to gig. I don't know, I shouldn't think like this, but I don't even feel it anymore. Like feels like it's already gone back to normal or something. And I personally, I don't feel as anxious to be a part of that kind of crowd anymore, because I feel like, you know, like when last year we started to have gigs again, I was feeling a little bit anxious.
Oh, same. Yeah, totally.
Thinking, oh, am I allowed to do this?
Yeah.
But I don't really feel that as much anymore, which is good.
Yeah, it is a nice feeling, and it's been a lovely in some ways a lovely kind of galvanizing thing for the community to be like, you know, we got to support each other and support these spaces that host the gigs and support the bands that are still making great music. But it is a really nice thing, you know, there's nothing more magic than being in a room full of people having a really good time listening to something. How does it feel to be performing at the moment? Because you guys look like you have a lot of fun when you play.
We really love it. We just rehearsed it. Like, because I have been a little bit busier with like my work and also trying to record, because what we're aiming to do is to release an EP around August.
Cool. That's great.
So I've been trying to like stay off from a lot of gigs and just concentrate on doing that. But what was the question again?
I mean, I can't remember now. Whatever you were saying was really interesting.
But we're very excited. We just had our rehearsal on Monday, and it was just, I don't know, it just like made my day, because it's always so, so exciting, and I feel so blessed to like play with our band. They're such great, great musicians.
Yeah, you do have a wonderful lineup in your crew. I also think about last time we, I think, spoke about your music, we were chatting a little bit about some of your influences. Stereo Lab is one that you've said you've always really enjoyed. And then at the Christmas party, you played a very fun, very wonderful cover of one of Mort Garson's Plantasia tracks. what was the sort of, I guess, idea behind wanting to do that?
I love Plantasia so much. It actually, coincidentally, was our first ever gig, like our debut gig, where Bob Frisby did sound, and he must be a fan of that record, and he just played it.
Oh, cool.
And I was nervous, but at the same time, still like super distracted by this wonderful music. And I was like, what is this music?
Yeah,
what
yeah.
is this album? And then he told me that it's this album that you play to your plants. And I just was in love with that idea.
Perfect.
And yeah, I've got that secret seed.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a pretty cool thing when you can hear something and think that. I needed that in my life. I didn't know that until right now.
Mm.
And I just loved your cover of it so much. It's really
you.
Fun. Your songs, you know, we've only got Cheshire to listen to at home, but people will be seeing you at gigs often at the moment. Mm. Your songs have a lovely kind of expansive, magical quality to them. They're sort of often quite fantastical in the lyric writing.
Oh,
and
stop it.
And in the sound as well. How do you write your lyrics, Crystal?
Oh my God, I feel like I may have said this before, but I have the most trouble when it comes to lyric writing. It's so, so hard. I always say to everyone that I'd rather write like 20 chord progressions than write like one song worth of lyrics. It's that hard.
Yeah.
But I think I get my inspirations from just life experience in general, but like Cheshire, for example, was more like, it was like in a more, what do you call it, introspective way of, you know, wanting to embrace myself, like wanting to like be able to be happy with myself.
Totally.
And what everything I wish to do for myself. Yeah. But like, for example, this other single that we're gonna release soon, Spisky, is like this castle in, oh, where is it, Slovakia.
Oh wow.
Yeah. That I was on a tour with Princess Chelsea, and we were just going through this motorway, and there was a giant hill and a giant castle.
Amazing.
I just thought, oh my God, it looks amazing, but also at the same time, like, it must be so old, and there must have been lots of lives and lots of stories, lots of dramas, but like, it feels like it's all probably quite forgotten.
That's so interesting.
Which made me write that song.
Well, I'm so looking forward to hearing that when it comes out. Right now, we're going to have a listen to one of the recordings from that wonderful 95BFM Christmas party, Just This Christmas Gone. This was recorded at the Wine Cellar, thanks to Rowan, and it's Lazy Universe.
Mm.
What can you tell us about this track?
This one. Yeah. Okay. This song is kind of like in the style of, you know, what's that band, that dream pop band that sang Cherry Coloured Funk?
Oh, and as soon as Cocteau Twins.
Yes, Cocteau Twins.
As soon as you said it, I was like, the name's just gone from my brain, but
oh,
we got there.
God. Thank you so much for catching it. Like, you know how they sing nonsense?
Yes, yeah. This was where this came from.
Yeah, it's kind of done in that style. So
nice.
That's all I can say about it.
We like a good nonsense track. Thank you so much, Crystal, for coming in. It's always lovely to have you in the studio. So looking forward to that new single coming out soon. Fingers
Thank
crossed.
You.
But we will see you on Saturday, this coming Saturday, at Cassette 9, opening for Merc, which is going to be great.
Exciting.
There are still tickets available for that for anyone who's wanting to get one. You can jump on Under the Radar, or you can head along to Merc's Cool Songs. .com if you want to get more info there as well. So thank you, Crystal. Let's have a listen to this live recording from our Christmas party.
Just imagine falling down into an ocean.
95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.